always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Singapore, but commenting on the death of Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh, who had been a key figure in ongoing ceasefire negotiations. Asked about how those talks will go now, Blinken said,
I'm not going to speculate on what impact any one event might have on that. I've learned over many years never to really speculate about that because we simply don't know.
The recall of Boar's Head deli meat is being widely expanded. Now 7 million pounds of it is being pulled from store shelves in connection with the deadly outbreak of listeria that has made dozens sick and left two people dead. The Federal Reserve wraps up its July meeting today, not expected to lower interest rates, but is expected to signal a rate cut could be coming in September. The triathlon is on. The water in the River Seine in Paris deemed safe for swimming that portion. Also today, swimmer Katie Ledecky defends her gold in the 1,500-meter freestyle. This is ABC News. Facebook's parent company has agreed to pay $1.4 billion to settle a lawsuit brought by Texas over its use of facial recognition data. A new lawsuit, meantime, over train delays.
Federal law requires Amtrak passenger trains to get priority while crossing a freight railroad's tracks. The Justice Department says Norfolk Southern is not following this law and causing chronic delays on the Crescent Line between New York and New Orleans. Tuesday's lawsuit claims just 24% of southbound Amtrak trains on Norfolk Southern tracks arrived on time last year. A railroad spokesman says it's focused on the on-time performance and hopes to resolve the concerns while making progress. Brian Clark, ABC News.
American flags have to be made in America, at least the ones the government buys. President Biden signing a new law that requires flags purchased by the government be completely made in the USA. Right now, millions are imported each year, mostly from China. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to highlight an organization called Museums for All, which makes it possible for folks who get food assistance to get free or reduced admission to more than 1,300 museums across the U.S. I remember the leaner years when my kiddo was little and the cost of going to museums felt, you know, like a real splurge, especially when childcare cost more than my rent at the time. And I loved children's museums because they were like places for my kid to play, she could learn, and I could maybe catch a mom minute, you know, where I could take a breath while my kiddo was occupied. I love the Museums for All program because they make that free or more affordable for lots of families. You can visit their site, museumsforall.org. That's the word museums, the number four, the word all.org, for more details, and you can search their list of participating institutions. For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's young people are in a mental health crisis. That's according to new survey results from the Department of Public Instruction. 59% of high school students said they've dealt with at least one mental health challenge in the past year. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley says schools need more mental health services. Kamala Harris is running for president, but overall, fewer women are running for office across the country this fall. Princeton University's Debbie Walsh.
Women have been essential to flipping the most competitive seats in recent election years, and women of color have been winning both statewide executive and legislative seats in states and districts with majority white electorates.
Record numbers of women were elected to Congress in the last three cycles, but now the Center for American Women in Politics says the numbers have dropped off this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers starting pitcher Joe Ross looked good in the first couple of innings, according to manager Pat Murphy. Ross had not pitched since May 20th.
Ball came out really good. He's obviously healthy. I saw a couple 96s, I think, and ball had some life early. Those first two innings looked fantastic, and I think the Atlanta Braves had a tremendous approach against them. And these are all-star caliber players shooting the ball the other way.
But then Atlanta tagged him for five runs on eight hits and went on to win 5-1 last night at AmFam
infield. Jared Kelnick, who grew up in Waukesha, had a home run for Atlanta, said he had about 80 family and friends in the stands, including teachers he had in middle school. Game 3 this afternoon. NFL, Packers giving their first-round draft pick, Jordan Morgan, a look at right guard. Jair Alexander says he's excited so far about the new defense. How good can they be?
It's hard to say right now, man, but, you know, at the end of the day, I see us hoisting that trophy on my birthday, February 9th.
That's Packers defensive back Jair Alexander. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly cloudy today. It will be warm and fairly humid. Our high 87 with a heat index in the low to mid 90s today. Tonight, some thunderstorms after midnight. 69 tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Cooler scattered thunderstorms with a high near 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a completely real, totally legitimate new attack ad. Then Brenna Gonar, the State Democracy Research Initiative, talks about the two constitutional amendments on the August ballot. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the city of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you.
No,
Wednesday to you.
Thank God.
I hope you had a happy Tuesday. Today is Wednesday.
How about the gymnastics team? Wait, did they have a happy Tuesday or what?
Isn't that great?
See, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was fantastic. I'm really happy for her.
Well, that whole
he's over there too.
Group, I know. I saw that the Bears gave him time off for that. That's awesome. You know, those are young.
Yeah, wonderful young ladies. You know, so happy for them.
That, you know, I like watching the gymnastics. I think most people like, I got to believe swimming and gymnastics.
You know what my favorite athlete is, though? The male gymnast, pommel horse guy.
Oh, yeah, that guy? Yeah. The glasses. Yeah.
And you know what's so funny? When I first saw him that night, it's like, is it almost like an act?
Right.
With these glasses and acting nerdy?
Yeah.
Okay. And now.
He's the
okay, man. You'd say, well, that's like the nerdiest looking athlete at the games. They say women are going insane over him. They had a picture of him and his girlfriend, but she even said, this is actually kind of funny. Women are just like falling all over him.
It's never happened before.
No.
Yeah, good for him.
If you actually go online and you look up gymnast with glasses,
yeah.
Boom, right there.
All over the place.
Yeah.
But I watched the very first night, because remember I told you, it's like it was the first event televised, or one of the very first, and there's that kid that I'd been following. Shouldn't call him a kid, but he's the guy. He was a rodeo rider.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He busted his leg horrifically, came back, and he just bleeped the bed.
Yeah, I know.
And then that kid, I'm thinking, this guy sure is going to suck.
I know.
You know what I mean? He wasn't talking to anybody. He's got those thick glasses. He's like looking around. It's like, oh, this is embarrassing. Oh, this. Then he gets on that thing. It's like, what am I watching?
I know. You're almost like they speed it up. It's like,
I know.
It's unbelievable
it's like
how fast he was moving.
Gravity.
Yeah,
you can do that.
Yeah.
My core. I'm going to get my core like
this. Yeah, because you're close. You're
close.
You could almost mount that thing.
I know.
You were talking about mounting those other things yesterday. Yeah. Okay. You know what makes me nervous watching is that balance.
Don't even get me started on that. My daughter's in gymnastics, and I don't think I ever watched her do that.
That?
I hate it.
I had one of them in Tumbling Tigers, but it was more the. What, there's four things, right? There's the bars, the beam, the floor. What's the fourth one they do in gymnastics?
Bars, beam, rings? No, women don't. Yeah,
no,
women don't do.
No, they don't do the
no
rings.
Just bars.
No, no. But whatever. Yeah. I'll think of that. But anyway, the floor thing is awesome.
Floor exercise.
Oh, that when they do those flips. And
amazing.
That's really cool, and they stand up. And then the bars, I think, is awesome, especially when you do the high-low, you know? But that balance beam, that is not that wide. What is that, 8 inches? Six?
No, 4, I think.
No, it's wider than that.
I don't think it is, Jim. The width of a balance, I want to say it's like a 4x4.
No.
Okay, I'll give it 6 then.
Not 8 inches.
Four, you said what?
Did four.
You?
I said it was 8 inch.
The width of a balance beam used in women's Olympic gymnastics, yeah. 10 centimeters or 3.937
wow.
inches.
Mm-hmm. It's like being on a dowel. Wow. Mm-hmm. But that makes me nervous.
Me too.
Because I don't like watching that. I mean, it's not like I don't like, but not that I look away, but that was just, I really, and they're so young and just yeah. so energetic and boy, talk about a team, right? Holy mackerel. Those people.
Pulling for each other and
right?
everything. Yeah.
Oh man, are they?
No
anyway,
question.
That was cool last night.
Yeah.
We got a text saying that they're calling that kid Clark Kent.
yeah, right.
kind of superhero.
You know
yeah,
what?
Absolutely.
Right?
Like this nerdy guy, and all of a sudden he takes off his glasses and he's this incredible
oh,
performer.
That guy's, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun to watch that, isn't it? I mean,
yeah, it is. I mean, some of the sports you just, I'm sorry, the sport that I think seems like the least amount of fun is water polo. I don't even know how to tread water, but I've heard treading water can be really exerting. And watching these guys tread water and then somebody grabs them around the neck like and puts their head under. And
I didn't even watch that.
What oh,
that?
Man.
I didn't see that. No.
They must have hands like just like dinner plates or something. To catch that ball the way they throw
yeah.
it around, that wet ball is incredible.
No, I just, that's just cool stuff. And I guess basketball we smoked in, but we're doing well in soccer too, right? I read that. I didn't watch any of that.
You know, I wish we still sent college guys for basketball. This is just overkill.
It kind of is.
I mean, come on, Kevin Durant and LeBron. It's like, come on.
Yeah. There doesn't seem like there's as much gambling on the Olympics. Is there?
I don't know.
I mean, don't you think there would be?
Yeah.
Worldwide?
Yeah.
I mean, that's real money.
Yeah.
I've never heard that expressed before.
Hell, you doing? Hey, listen, I got some action for you.
Wouldn't you take?
I got Christy Lameau in a pommel horse with odds you can't believe. Let me tell you something. Let's talk. Come on over here for
we're
a second.
We're talking basketball, soccer.
I would imagine. I mean, soccer is the biggest betting thing in outside of the lottery. That's the biggest betting thing in Europe. Is soccer? It's insane.
I think we're doing pretty well in soccer, right? The United States.
The women won. I know.
Okay.
And one of their star players plays for. He's in the NFL as well. He's a wide receiver. I want to say Kansas City.
Well.
Yeah, but he did not go.
Oh, they didn't let him go. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They let him, you know what they let him do?
You can watch it.
9 hours difference, I think.
Yeah, 8, 9.
And like for their last game, they let him, he always would go out to the practice field like 40 minutes early before to do a real good stretch. And they're letting him do that stretch like in the trainer's room now so he can watch some of the game. Yeah, his fiance. Yeah. So.
Well, I don't know. I'd let him go to the game.
Would you?
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't.
I think he'd come back with more energy, more appreciation for the team. Yeah, I would. I'd let him go. But I don't.
Would you let Aaron Rodgers go to Egypt and miss practice?
No. Crawl into whatever he does? No.
Yeah.
But that Olympics thing,
Look at that right there.
I can't on my glasses.
I looked at the casino to bet on the Olympics and was kind of happy and disappointed that I could not place a bet on it.
Wow.
Is it illegal for some reason?
Well, it's got to be or they do it.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you put a little money, though, on... You know, country pride and when.
Well, you know, I'll
you
be
bet
honest.
On that. You bet on that Clark Kent guy now, wouldn't you? Put
oh, yeah,
10 bucks
bet on
him.
That. Oh yeah, no question about it.
Goal?
He's got one more shot, right?
Right.
One more advantage.
Right.
The other thing is with the Olympics, though, a lot of the matchups you know are going to be kind of a slaughter. You know, the U.S. women against China in basketball or something, and you know, even like the USA team, and it's like. You know, do you make them 25-point favorites? I guess you can. And I guess, but, you know.
No, I see what you're saying. Like, to make it, get betting on both sides.
Yeah.
You got to give odds.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
They got to be crazy odds with some of those matchups you have, though.
But I don't know. Remember those guys in that bobsled, not Winter Olympics, but, you know, they, right? Didn't that team come from, like, they didn't even
Jamaica.
Snow? And they just smoked out of that beat. Can you imagine putting 100 bucks on those guys? Probably walking
well, they didn't
five
win
grand.
It. They didn't win it.
Didn't they medal?
I don't think so. I think they just competed in it, did they?
Are we talking about what's based on the movie and
yeah.
stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, they actually crashed and burned.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But they made it there.
Yeah.
That was the big thing.
I still. Because
they'd never had a Jamaican bobsled team before.
I thought there were no medal. I would put 100 bucks on those guys to get a medal.
So this is funny because I was actually looking this up. The Jamaican bobsled team from the 1994 Winter Olympics finished in 14th place. The one that was based on the movie Cool Runnings was from 1988. They crashed and burned.
Oh, so those guys never meddled. Okay. No. All right. Well, the odds
heck
would have
of a story you got in your mind, though.
I mean, the odds would have been like
I'm going to live in your head for a while. Life is better.
It would have been like the Bears winning the Super Bowl. I mean, you got to always bet one really, really long shot just in case, right? And then the other ones are a little bit more conservative. Is that what you do?
I don't bet anymore. I really and
me
truly
either.
Don't. I really and truly don't. I have. You want to know the last time I placed a bet? Was a day at the Kentucky Derby with you.
Oh. That didn't like that.
Yeah, I know. But I you know what? I don't even know how to bet any. I wouldn't even know how. I used to have a guy I could call and say, hey, give me $20 on, you know, the Brewers.
Well, you know,
so-and-so.
I just go online and find out what the odds are for, you can bet right now, if Packers to win the NFC Championship, go to the Super, what are the odds of Packers going to the Super Bowl? 10 to 1? 8 to 1? I don't even know what they are. I haven't looked. I will as we get a little closer.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's probably, I bet you it's not even that good. Because the Packers, people are talking about them being in the Super Bowl. Kansas City, the odds are awful. I mean, you put down $100, probably going to win.
110?
Right.
Yeah.
That's no fun.
I'm going to guess Packers are 8-1.
Yeah.
That'd be my guess.
That would be very close. I think it's probably even less than that. It's probably 5-4. I don't know. Should I call my bookie? I mean, should we call somebody?
Yeah, call your bookie. Everybody used to have a bookie, though.
I know those.
But everybody had a bookie.
Well, not everybody had a bookie.
Well, no, but I mean, everybody placed a bet.
Yes.
You know, if you wanted to place a bet. Yeah.
Well, I mean, isn't that the...
do you remember the time when a bar got... It was Super Bowl Sunday morning, and a Green Bay bar got busted. Okay?
For really? Doing
the, yeah. But here's the funny part. I think there are lots and lots of cops that were involved with the, you know what I mean? They
sure.
were playing the game.
We were buying the squares or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, let them.
You know, I can never figure that. I agree with that. You know, I can understand with, you know, people used to be afraid of bookies getting too close to, you know, players or whatever, and getting info. But even like they used to bust, like I watched this movie, a really great movie. Todd, it seems like the kind of movie you would like. It's a true story. It was this Olympic skier or snowboarder, and she got hurt really, really bad in the Olympics, okay, and never really competed again. Kevin Costner's in this movie. The one girl that I really like, she's like kind of weird looking but kind of cute. You know who I mean, Todd? Can't think of her name. She was in Zero Dark 30. She's in a lot of stuff.
Was it called Molly's Game?
Molly's Game. Read the description of Molly's Game.
An American biographical film written and directed by Aaron Sorkin, based on the 2014 memoir of the same name by Molly Bloom. The film follows Bloom, who becomes the target of an FBI investigation after the underground poker empire she runs for Hollywood celebrities, athletes, business tycoons, etc.
Wow.
Is exposed.
Yes. And it's based on a totally true story.
Wow.
And I'm trying to think of the name.
There's an entrepreneur.
It's a famous actor, though, who narked on her. And I can't think of who it is, but it's... I think it might have been the guy that was on that 70s show, the main guy. Narked on her, and she was going to go to prison for like 30 years.
Well, they shouldn't do that.
Well, that's what I mean. Why is that illegal that people can't get together for a card game in their own home? They're not bothering anybody. They're not losing the family grocery money. Why can't they have a card? Why is that illegal? Guys amongst themselves. That's ridiculous that's illegal.
Oh, I don't.
Don't you agree?
I didn't know. I'm not sure I knew it was. There's.
Oh, she got busted big time. I mean.
Just for playing cards?
Yes.
I thought
these big poker games.
It didn't tie back to the Olympics at all?
No, she was done. She was way out of the Olympics
really?
By then. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, I know a guy. Well, I know a guy who's an Italian guy. Italian guy.
Hey, what are the odds of that?
Get this.
I'll give you 2-1.
His grandfather, I'm not kidding you this. I know this guy pretty well. His grandfather lost their house in a card game.
Oh,
the house came home, packed stuff up in a card
Come
game.
On.
I swear to God, John, that was like probably 40, 30
well,
years ago.
Well, you guys still on a break. I need to hear more about this one. Mind of the Mirror getting started on a Wednesday.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here on 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Beautiful morning out there. 72 in Oshkosh, 72 in Appleton, 70 in Green Bay. Winds from the north at 4 to 6 miles an hour.
That's good. I'm more than that. Look at the flag.
No.
From where?
North.
This says northwest at 5.
Okay. I said 4 to 6.
Wow. Doesn't that flag look a little stronger than 4 to 6?
Every flag we can see from here is different.
I'm just
because
looking at the
here,
north one.
Okay, but here it's kind of more of a wind tunnel.
Oh, yeah.
The one over up at the courthouse is different. You'd be amazed at how different everything is because of the buildings around here.
But the flag on top of the Northland does tell you the direction of the wind, though.
Northland, right? Yes.
Yeah, because that's probably
Northland
the highest
or,
one.
Northland or the courthouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. But how this one, judge? These right here.
Yeah, that's, wow.
From my years spent on the sea.
Covering sports.
Mm-hmm. today is National Avocado Day. I actually went to buy some avocados. You ever go to the store with things in mind that you're definitely going to buy and then you simply totally forget because you don't want to be like your dad with the little notebook that you would carry in your pocket
though?
And write everything down?
Wait till this this fitness lady comes in. She's going to tell you to go to the grocery store with a list. That is like, I think that's cool when I see some old guy cross it off.
I agree.
List. First of all,
I just don't want to be that guy.
His wife gave him the list.
I know.
But yeah, they cross it off. And they don't just draw a line through it. They like go back and forth.
Oh,
a few
yeah,
times.
Make sure.
So, yeah, make sure it's off
the
list.
That one's done. But the more I read about avocados, the more they're just like one of the healthiest foods you can possibly have. And when you have Coach Kathy in here to teach us how to lose 200 pounds, is that what she lost now?
I just thought 195 is what she told us.
She told us that yesterday on her Facebook. She posted 200 pounds.
200 pounds.
Oh, man.
We're going to have her on today. She is going to be our coach.
Right.
She is going to be our coach. But she will say, I'll bet avocados are what, because it's a really good fat. You know how when we grew up, anything that was fat wasn't supposed to be good for you?
Yeah, that's a bad word for that.
I know.
But it is, because fat is good, but people are like, no, it's not. So they don't, I know.
There's good fat and bad fat.
Exactly.
But they're so hard
and
to
we got the bad.
Gauge.
Yeah.
I'm terrible at that. You get by an avocado, and it's so hard you can't cut into it. Then you wait 2 days, cut into it, and it's brown on the inside.
Yeah, there's a couple things you can do.
Dom said something about the stem. How you could tell if it's ripe or not. Like the stem falls off?
No, I think it's on how it feels, if it's hard or if it's soft. No, I think
but it can go from hard to really soft in an amazingly short time.
They've got a little stem button on the bottom.
Really?
Yeah.
And usually when they're just overripe, that'll kind of pop off easily.
Yes.
You rub your finger
some
on it.
Some kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you're going to use it that day.
Okay.
Just.
But
yeah.
If you go one day beyond.
Oh, you're done.
It's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
What?
But if you want to, let's say you're going to, if you're going to use part of an avocado, it turns brown real quick.
Yeah.
But you got to leave the seed in. And then I think you put lemon juice or lemon over it, and then it stays greener.
Oh.
Yeah.
If you want to
preserve
that.
But who would want to preserve it?
You know you're our avocado
aficionado. Yeah. Avocados, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I love,
Today's also National Raspberry Day.
Oh, the best.
Best fruit that there is, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Todd?
I love it.
I'll take raspberries over
raspberry
anything.
Jam, just raspberries. And
they're the hardest thing to find.
Yeah.
But, you know, I bought some before I went up to camp and left them in my car overnight so I wouldn't forget them. And I told you, it was like a test tube the next day.
Yeah.
Mold and whatever. Like
white.
It went so bad so fast, I couldn't believe it.
Are there still places here where you can go raspberry picking? You know, like we did cherries, apples, strawberries, raspberry picking? Because raspberries are They're expensive.
They're really expensive.
So well, if I could save
really,
a couple.
Aren't they like really hard to grow?
Like, no, I don't think
you could
so.
Just go buy raspberry bushes someplace and grow them right away. I don't think so. I think they're really hard to grow.
Well, I don't think that's the way. Okay, I don't think that's the way you grow raspberries. I don't think you like put seeds in. You
buy a bush or something.
Right, you get them from your neighbor and say, look, okay. and move some over. But I don't know why they're so expensive. But no, we used to go raspberry picking all the time, and I just don't see that as a thing anymore.
Wild raspberries?
No, just in the garden raspberries. Oh, you know,
yeah, in your own garden?
My aunt's garden. Okay. We didn't have a garden. Mm. Well, I guess we did have a garden. Mm. Whatever. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah.
Mutt Day. What does that mean?
Happy birthday, Milton.
He's not a mutt.
Well, you never know.
That's what that is? That's like a mutt yeah. put
yep.
dog? You know, you're kind of a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
That's what my dog is.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Shelter dog.
That's nice that you would do that.
Yeah, that is.
I only do adoptions.
That's awesome.
That's great.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Park Ranger Day. I would never want to be a park ranger.
Oh, man. I was just going to say, you'd be great as a park ranger.
You know what that...
I feel like you have to deal with a lot of idiots.
Yeah, but you'd keep them in place, John.
But, right. you know, the
Your
other...
parks would be the most...
I'd be pepper spraying
people. But those guys, you're looking at park rangers as...
Maybe be like other picnic tables just crying. Park ranger came through.
Don't throw your trash on
the floor. Left a potato chip wrapper on the floor.
Those park
pepper sprayed my 4-year-old daughter.
I think when I see park ranger, I don't think of that. I think of the guy that tells you all the stuff about the tree, about the squirrel, about the
story. I think
those when you at the Grand Canyon, they have those little meetings you can go to, and those guys are really good storytellers. And that I don't know. I think they salted a little bit, but man, they just talk about people that, you know, climbed and got caught and died. And they just tell you all about the Grand Canyon, and they're park rangers. I didn't look at them as security people at all. I really looked at them as they knew everything about that park. As they must've studied that thing till hell won't have it.
You know what? I still don't understand
everything. About
you know, what what went wrong here? The horrific tragedy of the people from Green Bay that died in Utah. They made contact with the 911 person.
Yeah, I think that's.
How did they not? How could they not pinpoint? Isn't there technology?
I think they only made contact. I think they gave him a landmarker.
Wow, that's so tragic. And that was I don't know. Something's
super nice guy. I didn't know his daughter, but obviously had met him.
Yeah,
but yeah, that.
But you'd think once you make contact, that's locked in somehow, isn't it?
If the cell service is good enough, I would think. Yeah. You know, well, GPS.
They ping it or whatever they call it?
Yeah. Well, I thought
that was tragic.
Yeah, that hiking, camping, and they ran out of water, which, you know, I guess they got lost. That's why they ran out of water.
Right. But that's where they called 911, and you'd think somebody would be there.
Yeah.
In a helicopter.
I don't know. Have you been in the Grand Canyon?
No.
Okay.
I lived in Arizona.
You lived in Arizona?
6 years.
Wow.
I was never at the Grand Canyon. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I know.
Anyway.
It's like talking to somebody that moves to Green Bay. You ever been to the Packer Hall of Fame? No. I know it's bigger than, but it's like when it's so, you know what I mean? It's weird that I've never been there. It's crazy. I know. It's crazy. Birthday, Zach Brown is 46. Did he get some trouble recently about something?
I don't think Zach did.
No. Okay. Dean Cain is 58. He played Superman, on the TV show. And he dated in college. He played college football at Princeton and dated Brooke Shields.
Oh, really?
Yeah. J.K. Rowling, who has made $18 billion
and was
from writing stories.
And was a single mother just scraping by.
Yep.
Thank you, Harry Potter.
Wesley Snipes is 62. Mark Cuban is 66. Gary Lewis from Gary Lewis and the Playboys?
Yes.
Gary Lewis and the Playboys. We had all their albums.
Yeah.
They were big.
No, they were big.
They were big.
Back in our
Braves at the Brewers today at 12:35. Brewers made a big trade before the deadline. Got that starting pitcher from the Cincinnati Reds, who's been struggling. But sometimes a new situation.
New environment. I totally agree with that.
Turn it around.
In baseball or in business. There's a talented person that's in the wrong environment. Move them over to this floor or this department, and they're like, oh, my God, this is who I thought you were. So, yeah.
You know, cool. You think about going any place you could fit in better?
I'm not. Damaged goods.
We got. Oh, Mary's birthday is coming up.
Oh,
folks, something special.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Researchers are taking a multi-pronged approach to beef on dairy crosses. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report. And in a study of producers, Iowa State University Extension beef specialist Denise Schwab found that there are three components. Sharing what producers are doing, a research database of all beef on dairy crosses, and a research study tracking baby calves from birth to market.
And looking at their individual daily performance as well as carcass merit that comes out of those calves. And really trying to focus in on, can we influence the last 120 days of the performance trial by how we handle and feed those in the first 120 days of life.
That study is available at the ISU Extension store as well as the Iowa Beef Center website. I'll look at your morning markets right after this.
This is the sound of corn pests wreaking havoc on your crops. This is the sound of a channel field protected by Bayer's trait technology. With the RNAi technology of SmartStax Pro, the all-in corn rootworm fighter, and VT4 Pro, Bayer's widest spectrum of defense, you can stay one step ahead of ever-changing pest pressure. Find the right corn trait for your fields at channel.com/corn traits. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
It isn't a Wisconsin summer without the Wisconsin State Fair. Again this year, the Midwest Farm Report brings you stories from the show ring to the midway and from the food to the auctions. For full Wisconsin State Fair coverage, visit MidwestFarmReport.com or follow along on our podcast. This year's Wisconsin State Fair coverage is sponsored by Gums Farms of Endeavor. Locally owned, Gums Farms brings produce from their family farm to your family's table. Check them out at GumsFarmsWI.com.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your morning July 31st markets. Cash corn is trading at 389 and a quarter. That's up a half. And new crop corn is trading at 405 and a quarter. And that is up a quarter. Cash beans are trading at 1047 and a quarter. That's up 20 cents. And new crop beans are trading at 1028 and a half. And that is up 7 1/4 cents. And September wheat is trading at 520 and a half, and that is down 3 1/2 cents. Transitioning now to the dairy side of things, August Class 3 milk contract is trading at 2066 a hundredweight. That is down 5 cents. And September Class 3 milk contract is trading at 2171 a hundredweight, and that is up a penny. Barrel cheese closed yesterday at 198 and 3/4. That was up 1 1/4 cents. 40-pound block cheese closed at 195. That was with no change. And the AA butter closed up 1.5 at 310 and a quarter. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today. It will be warm and fairly humid. Our high 87 with a heat index in the low to mid 90s today. Tonight, some thunderstorms after midnight. 69 tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Cooler scattered thunderstorms with a high near 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
It's time for the grooviest event of the summer at the Wisconsin State Fair. Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 1st through the 11th.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for...
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This next segment.
Kriegs need to
Johnny didn't even sleep quicker. Last night. You're so excited about this next segment.
Kriegs need to be quicker.
Keurigs. I want to play something for you guys before we get to the...
I just have a pot of coffee. Okay.
All right. So it was on this date in 1928, something happened for the very first time. You ready?
Yeah. Wow. Oh, that's the lion MGM.
For MGM. Yeah.
It was the lion for MGM was the first time used, and it was a first talking picture called White Shadows on the South Seas.
Oh, I never heard of that one.
That one.
It was the first talkie? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it was the first time anybody heard him roar.
You want to know one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my lifetime that I actually shut? I rented and I shut it off. But it was about how all these actors were these huge, unbelievable movie stars. Then when they made the talkies, had bad voices.
Oh yeah,
and their careers just and some committed suicide. And all, I mean, it was like devastating. Then people would laugh. They'd go to the movies then, and all of a sudden laugh when these people would talk.
It transitioned from silent film to talking. You're right.
But they made a movie. Did you see that movie, Todd? It's the worst movie of modern era I've ever seen. Brad Pitt. Was Margot Robbie in it? I want to say Hollywood Bowl, Hollywood something. It's within the last year or two.
Babylon.
What is that? What do they say about that?
God, that can't be it, is it?
No, maybe not. Year and a half. But Brad Pitt was the main star. It was so bizarre. But that's what it was about when they switched over. And he couldn't do it then. People were laughing.
That is it. Babylon, 2022. Okay. That's the rise and fall of multiple characters during Hollywood's transition from silent to sound.
So they called it's called Babylon, not Babylon.
Nope. Babylon.
Really?
Yep.
That's a weird name.
That's I'm impressed that you'd come up with a different spin on it, though.
Don't you think?
As in Babel? Like babbling?
Right. Okay. Maybe that played into it. I don't
Maybe.
Know.
Maybe. Yeah. But yeah, it was disgusting, though. It was disgusting. It was so bad. Anybody else see that movie? It was horrible. So anyway, but we have something special today.
You have something special today. Don't drag me into this.
Reviving something that was beloved throughout the entire community. I can't think of many things more beloved throughout our community than the 20 years spent singing happy birthday, making people's birthdays that much brighter, that much more special, that much more memorable. I've had people to this day, John, I have people come up to me and says, do you know what my favorite birthday was? I said, I don't know, when you turned 18? No, when I turned 49. I go, why? It's like, because you sang to me.
Yeah, John, you know.
And they say, these women would tell me, it's like the voice
memorable.
Of an angel.
I haven't heard that.
I've heard that a lot of people.
John, they're kind of laughing at you.
No, they're not. No, they're not. No, they're not. No, they're not.
Okay, well, I just...
No, they're not.
Okay, well, I want you to...
What?
Okay, I don't know. My wife, wife's birthday is tomorrow, and I would ask that you just get it out of your system today.
No,
I would prefer
this
not
one's
happen
no, 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 no. So when I mentioned on the show the other day that I might revive this, I was going to do a quick poll.
And just the lines lit up.
Here's the deal. Thank you, Todd. So we're going to do this very special one for a very special friend, Mary. It's her birthday today. Her husband was a great friend of mine, and I'm going to make this day special for her. Then, Todd, after this, because maybe people have forgotten what it was really like, we'll do a quick poll. Shall I revive it or not? Okay? Is that good, Todd?
I love it, and I like the idea of we pick one person a day who gets,
a very special person today.
Mary just texted, by the way.
Mary says, what did she say, Jim?
I can't read that. With glasses on.
I am so excited. She says, I am so excited. I just can't hide it.
I'd rather hear that than happy
That's
birthday
what she said.
From you.
That's what she said. That's what she said. Are you ready?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, this one goes out for a very special lady who's having a very special birthday. Mary, I'm coming out of retirement just for you.
Do you have background music?
Why would you be quiet, Jim?
So we know what the song is?
Happy birthday to you.
I sound like Bill Murray.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mary. Happy birthday to
hey, you, boy, this
new you.
Okay. Wow. Happy birthday, Mary. That
Mary? Wow. Happy birthday.
Yeah, you won't hear that again. Oh, I thought
that.
That's,
Todd, what was that?
That's a great.
Todd, what was that?
That is exactly
Todd,
the one I was thinking.
You're my biggest backer in this.
Yeah, I was afraid when
Todd,
he started.
It
was.
Oh, I love it, but oh my gosh.
I was afraid when he started that it was a flyover. I thought, oh come on, but then it was a car crash, which is more fitting. Johnny, you didn't. I just listened to you. You didn't. Were you in chorus choir?
No, no.
You didn't learn to breathe through your diaphragm because you run out of air so quick. If you know what I mean, like.
Got a texter. How about a duet with Jim?
That ain't gonna happen.
Mary, okay. Mary just texted. My dogs just came running in, and somebody else said my wife is not a fan of me waking up and playing the show while she's still sleeping. Yeah. While that was beautiful, this did not help my cause.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
All right.
Mary,
well, Mary,
I want to do it every morning.
Okay. Let's do it. Let's do it. Yes or no?
Once
we'll
a week.
Yes
once a week.
Yes or no?
No.
Yes or no? Yes or no?
No.
It's a text. Text contest. You can't dispute the text results. You've got to go with what they bring. It's
yeah,
a democracy.
I'm out trying to peddle some advertising.
Where are we
here?
Argentina or Venezuela or wherever? Venezuela.
That's awesome.
Oh my God.
like it was 2-1 for his opponent.
Yeah.
I won. Hey. And now he's what he. Couple people, actually, that protest is getting kind of ugly.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Some people have died. He's arrested a bunch of people. But so the committee that confirms the elections,
yeah.
He oversees that.
Yeah.
It's appointed by him.
Hey.
I mean, that is.
We're good.
But the exit polling, and that's usually, I mean, before you go in, but after people are like, yeah, I'll tell you who I voted for. Because I don't want to tell you.
Right,
before
right,
they go
right,
in, they're
right.
Like, ah, it's a kind of secret. It's my privilege and all
right.
That stuff. But when they come out, they're like, yeah, I voted for this clown.
Yeah.
But it was 2-1 for his opponent. And Venezuela, they got, you know, that's social. They got so many problems down there. They're losing their population like crazy.
My favorite baseball player is from Venezuela.
I wouldn't know one person.
Luis Aparicio. Remember Luis Aparicio?
No.
All right.
Mm-mm. Never heard of him.
Okay.
Is he...
Chicago White Sox,
oh,
great double play combination. He and Nelly Fox. Remember Nelly Fox?
No, no, no.
Nope. Okay. And then I was heartbroken when he got traded to Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
But ironically, the guy that replaced him in Chicago that they got in a trade, then all of a sudden became my favorite baseball player. Pete Ward. You ever hear of Pete Ward?
No.
Pete Ward got off to a great start. He was rookie of the year for the Chicago White Sox. I was a diehard Chicago White Sox fan.
So was Mary Daly.
Diehard. And loved Pete Ward, loved the White Sox. It was heartbreaking. Like in 1964, they ended up one game behind the Yankees. One game to go to the World Series.
Yeah.
1967, they were in a four-way tie for first place with four games left to play.
Wow.
They lost all four games.
Wow.
So it's just heartbreaking. So anyway, when I was working in Tucson, the Portland Beavers were coming to town. It was a AAA minor league affiliate.
Mm-hmm.
I forget who they were affiliate of. But anyway... So their manager was Pete Ward.
And
it's like, I'm going to meet my childhood hero.
Oh.
I'm going to interview my childhood hero.
And?
Well, I interview him. And
he was like a Paul Horning.
Well, nice. Kind of, yeah. Sort of. He was okay. No, but get this. But I was talking to somebody and it said, well, you know his nickname? I don't know. He goes, Stinky. I go, what? He goes, yeah, he won't wash his uniform. He
really?
Doesn't shower sometimes.
Pigpen.
Wow. And like, that was my hero. It's like, really? Yeah. Pete Ward. Loved Pete Ward. We got this daily, or how about if it's requested by a listener slash fan?
I say if you want somebody to sing, if Mino to sing to somebody tomorrow morning, text us right now with that person's name.
Okay.
Download the Civic Media app, choose WGBW or WISS, text us in the lower right-hand corner. Yeah.
Are you
and
sure?
We'll choose somebody to sing to tomorrow morning.
How's the poll going, Todd?
I'm
No. 85% say yes, bring it back. Only 15% say no.
Hey, Venezuela.
Hey,
Sean, I love the new Happy Birthday segment. I can't wait for my birthday, are some of the texts coming
in. God. I'm out peddling advertising for our show, and people are like, I love it. And now
I'll get the birthday sing sponsored.
Yes!
Right?
Yes.
We'll get a sponsor for that.
Yes! Who would be a good sponsor for the birthday song?
Bake My Day. Somebody does birthday cakes.
Bake
right?
My Day?
That's not bad.
That's not like bad at all.
Birthday cake or balloons and stuff like that?
I agree.
Or that party Perfect. Or how about that lady we're having on our show where I rented the linens from? What she does is she can really upgrade your party. She's got
she give you half off on the linens?
I don't care
how bad of a day I'm having. I just want to hear you say where I rented my linens from. I want you to say one of two things to break my day. Either where I get my linens from, or I do not buy lingerie from Walmart.
It's still a classic.
Yes.
And I don't.
Yes. Oh, we got another one here. Try Miracle Ear.
There you go. Now that I like. There's someone thinking.
Todd, we got any prize packages?
Yeah.
Prize package for the best text of who should sponsor the birthday song.
All right. And all right? These have to be actual businesses.
Right. Yeah.
And what we'll do is we'll give away a Wisconsin Dells prize package, a stay at Chula Vista.
Wow.
That's a good place.
And some water park and ducks passes.
That's
so
huge.
It's a huge, huge package.
Fantastic.
Today.
Okay. And they're going to give us, well, is that if the sponsor comes on board or is that just the name of a sponsor?
The best
okay.
suggestion. Then right. we have to work our
we'll,
magic
we'll
to go
turn
there
it in.
And turn, yeah.
All right. Because our advertising is picking up. We love our ratings, and I just hope this helps.
Yeah, I think it will. Can I ask you something I noticed this before. What is the bracelet on your arm? Is that something special?
Yeah, it's what's the company? This helps your back.
That's what I was wondering. Is it one of those copper things?
Yeah, but it's like...
Didn't Brett Favre used to advertise those?
I didn't get... This is a company... I mean, this is the real deal. This stuff. This was not cheap.
Does it work?
I'm afraid to take it off.
Let's try.
I take it off when I work out. It is.
So you don't take it off very often.
Your left arm. Well, I don't sleep with it on. Your left arm, your right arm, and it depends where you're. What you want? What part of your body? You want healed? I will dig that up. You know where I bought this? When we had the golf tournament here, that women's golf tournament.
Okay.
They had a booth.
You know what I bought?
And you know why they had a booth there? Because the golfers were wearing this.
Who was selling it?
It's a company out of Vegas, and the owner.
Was it a bunch of hot women from Israel?
I don't know if they were from Israel.
Okay, because I bought. You know what I bought? Because I had to go through. I was working for one of the real estate guys. I was doing marketing. We were handing out Packer schedules. You know what the thing that everybody does, whatever.
Yeah.
And next to us was this group of young women, and they were from Israel, and they were hot. Just being honest, and they were selling those, and I bought one, but I really want those stimulators with the little patches to put on your back, your lower back, and then you judge it by.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I get it. Jeez. we got to go to break. Come on. All right, I got it.
So it's one of those things.
Okay.
Then I loaned it to a guy, and I never got it back. But anyway, but that's what they were selling, and they were getting a lot of walk up business.
And it did they have somebody?
But you know what?
Playing
the
game.
Let me just say this. They had all been in the army.
Well, you have to be.
I know, but it's just like weird. Here's this, you know, hot whatever.
They all are
talking about. Oh, she liked the M4 over the M16, it's like, wow.
Yeah, that's we should do that here.
That was amazing. Yes.
On the but you know why they were there, John? I'll bet you that. If you asked, I mean, you probably just bought it because of the way they look.
No.
But you should have asked a few more questions like I did and said, look, you know, any testimonials on this? There were golfers wearing this that swear by
I've seen
by
them before.
So that's why.
But I'm pretty sure Brett Favre then got into that, into advertising those.
With that.
Maybe it's not the same group, but it was the same principle of some kind of a copper thing that affects you.
Yeah.
By the way, I got Lisa from Bosses. Who's going to be coming on one
she's
of these
great
days, right?
Yeah, love her.
Love Lisa. Loved her. Oh, my God. I used to work with her. She was at Channel 5.
Her dad was awesome.
Dad was awesome. But she sent a big thing about avocados. And she said, hi, I will bring some magazines for all of you tomorrow. Also, Happy Joe's should sponsor the birthday song.
Good idea. Go.
We got a couple more.
Love it. Good idea.
Got this one, Ryan Funeral Home or Simply Cremation. Come on.
Okay, you're on to something there.
Yeah. All right, we're going to be back. Our coach, Kathy, will be joining us. Ben Indiana Malcor, Roy Rogers, true story.
Yep.
When you hear that story in Terry Barr.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now, 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, it's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke with the Midwest Farm Report, heard weekday mornings at 5 right here on WISS. If you like food, if you like farmers, tune in and learn. 5 a.m. on Air Support 93.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Welcome back. Might win the mayor. Got another text here. Suggestions on who should sponsor my birthday song. Jim's Music Store. Good idea.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah. Of course it is.
Maybe we should sell some advertising to Jim's Fat Farm.
Yes. That.
Well, you know,
I wait till I gotta get a little bit more info from Mary. I got my trainer. I could put together a program. Well, that could work.
Okay. I think maybe for our coach, Kathy,
yeah,
that would be a good sponsor. Don't you think?
No, what do you mean? She won't sponsor.
Well, she's teaching us how to lose 100 pounds.
No, she doesn't do that. I asked her that. And she said, have you turned this into some kind of business? She goes, no. She's just coming on here because she is a nice person. So there you go. MJ Collision Center. There you go. Now we're on to something. Funny. Now there's somebody who could sponsor the birthday song.
You keeping track of those, Todd?
Yes, I am.
That is a good one. I think they could do that.
Just saying.
All right. Yeah. We can give them a good deal.
All right.
So.
Another thing that we're talking about, when you're talking about the Olympics, look at this birthday song, 90% yes, 10% no. Yeah, 10% no. Okay, you're a religious aficionado, sort of.
I don't.
Okay, so that I didn't see the opening games.
It was awful.
Okay, so that thing with the, what do you call it?
Last Supper.
People. Was it the Last Supper?
No.
Okay, thank you. It was some Greek thing, right?
Yes, it was. It had to do with the original starting of the Olympics, which were in Greece.
And gluttony, whatever. Yeah. What?
Offended a lot of people.
I know, but I think people didn't know about that other thing. And they just said, it kind of resembles the Last Supper.
Yeah, 12 people standing around with a chalice.
There was more than 12. A lot more than 12. And my other question is this, and I don't want to open up a whole can of worms.
I just read about it. I did not see it. I want to just be clear on that. So don't ask me a lot of questions about it. I just read the response from the Vatican, from the bishops.
But I think they might have jumped the gun is what I'm saying.
Okay. They were offended.
I know, but they might have been offended for no reason. Because I think they were portraying something else.
Interpretation, Johnny, what's the word I'm looking for? It has value. And if you, how could you get that out of this? You know, me going I don't want to give you an example, but no, I mean, they should have thought this through. Obviously, I didn't do any test marketing. That's like 101 business is, did they run that by some focus groups? No, maybe they did. If they did, I'm shocked because the reaction to that. I mean, Todd's going to defend him, but the reaction to that was very negative.
But now it's coming out more.
It's coming out a little better now.
Now I see what you guys were doing.
Well, and I think it's gone negative on the other side where it's like.
Yeah. Yeah. Relax. Whatever. Yeah.
Right. Not everybody's trying to.
I still think one of the funniest things is when you see the thing of the Last Supper and you get the little bubbles with people, what they're actually thinking. I only had the salad.
I know. Well, that
what are you tipping him? Really? I don't think it was such great service.
That family ties when not family, what it said show that with that Stewie and
Family Guy.
Family Guy. And
okay, I love that.
Yeah,
show.
I know. Like, hey Judas, you just had the salad.
Exactly.
He had four drinks.
We're not being sacrilegious. We're just
no. I mean that is.
Sometimes you can just
really
laugh
funny.
At stuff.
Yes.
So anyway, on our lineup again today, Kathy Bratz. This is an amazing lady. And one of the reasons we first brought her on was to bring up the idea of putting together a group once again that'll help some of these elderly veterans who, you know, need some touch up around their home and things like that.
That was the only reason we brought
her
on. Yeah.
And then it's like we used to work together, Jim.
And I'm like, no, you get the wrong. And she goes, no, we worked together like 20 years ago. I'm like, I just.
Well, you're like, you look familiar.
You look a little bit familiar.
And she goes, well, maybe it's because I lost 195 pounds.
And we're like, you lost. And then we're like, was it surgery? Nope. Was it this? And she goes, no, it was just willpower.
Carnivore.
It was just willpower. And John said, that doesn't work.
No.
But so we invited her back, and we'll talk about the veterans if she wants to, and we'll give that a couple minutes. But we really want to talk to her about the discipline, and she walks 10 miles a day, and she's got a prosthetic.
Prosthetic, yeah.
I mean, there's no reason that we're not out walking.
None.
And losing weight.
Except we're losers.
Zero. Right, right.
We're losers.
We have no self-discipline.
Nothing.
Yeah.
We have no redeeming value.
She's going to be great. I'm really interested to talk to her because we didn't get a chance to talk to her because we had another guest coming in. But this would be fun to talk to her about, you know, what was it? Did she hit rock bottom or was it something or was it what gave her the impetus to...
And to keep going. Right. Normally,
and to keep going. Right?
Yeah, I lost 20 pounds.
Everybody talks about the yo-yo. And she obviously hasn't experienced that. So what was it? And has she fallen off the wagon? And what did she have to do to get back on? I'm interested in talking to her because that is a tremendous amount of weight.
Amazing.
And she's so positive.
She
too,
is. She's got great energy. And
she's going to be an inspiration.
That's going to be...
She's going to be coming on in just a few minutes, folks. You got to... If anybody's thinking about losing weight...
Right.
And I would say
and we could
90%
have,
of the people out there probably are.
We could have her as a regular. Would you like to sponsor Kathy?
No, yes, that's right.
But... I'm interested to talk to her. I've got a couple of questions I want to ask her. So anyway, yes. And then, of course, we go to our realtors who we love.
Yep, Ben and Deanna. Big stuff taking place in real estate these days. Not just here, but around the country. I mean, it's because there's a big rumor that rates are really going to come down. At least that's the rumor.
Well, didn't you say, if you go back to the tape, we talked about they'll go down when the election gets closer.
Well, that's what I mean. But now they
really are talking about it.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah.
You're right.
Roy Rogers. Now, here's the story. This gentleman's name truly is Roy Rogers.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with the TV show
right.
or whatever. He's a Vietnam veteran, and he's a great guy, and you have to hear his story. Wounded pretty bad in Vietnam, but you just have to hear his story. It's really comical, and he'll laugh harder than anybody. Then Terry Barr, of course, Slice of Wisconsin. Like having her on like you can't believe. I want her job.
Cool stories. Yes.
I want to just travel around Wisconsin with a little camera. I'll be my own MMJ, as they call it, Todd.
Yep.
That director, it's a cabinet position, director of tourism.
Yeah.
I would love that job.
Would you hire me to be your guy to go around to the different places?
But I would go to 72 counties. I would be out there. I would find the cool stories and just really promote it for the locals because we talked about that. We've talked about that a number of times, how some people in their local community don't take advantage of what's in their local community.
Right.
So you want to promote that, but you also want to really get tourism coming in. Mm-hmm. And everybody needs to have something that is great for the local economy, but also transcends to the other rest of the state and hopefully the rest of the country. So we got to.
Can't read that. Oh, you can't read.
No.
Just got this in. 686,000 people. At EAA this year.
Wow.
The tally is in.
686.
That's incredible. Think about that. They had, how many teams?
That's a record, right?
300 volleyball teams.
3,000.
3,000 volleyball teams of, I don't know how many people are on.
Two or three, I think.
Well, was it like beach volleyball, a two-person thing?
Yeah.
Not the full six people or whatever.
So
or,
even if you say 6,000 people right there.
Right, if it's two, no.
That's mind-boggling how many people went through Oshkosh in the last 2 weeks.
No.
Mind-boggling.
Well, plus they had that
I mean, well over a million people. In
well, plus that Christian music festival.
Yeah,
Lightfest
was huge. Lightfest,
that's big.
The fair is this week.
Wow.
Mile of Music is this week.
And that's right.
Hey, that Mile of Music, we gotta work.
It's awesome.
Are you going to the,
But I've introed bands there before. Yeah, it's really
that's a good
stand
time.
Up there and look out back. Amazing. We'll be back with Kathy, our coach, after this.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome local filmmaker and Comic-Con attendee Craig Knitt, who will give us a full rundown of the event. And Emmy-winning comedian Dwayne Kennedy joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Where do grown-ups go in the water park capital of the world? Well, go to a water park. You'll find one nearly everywhere you go. Go relax in a cabana. Go golfing. Going for a nice dinner? Oh, go for the special. Go for the weekend. Heck, why not go for the whole week? Go to a show. Go shopping. Go tour a winery. Wow, we're really on the go. Say, I could go for a beer. Need a day at the spa? Go for it. Wisconsin Dells, it's go time. Plan your grown-up getaway at wisdells.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support.
WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.